Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Why don't we? Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever part of the world you're in, I'm Dougie Almeida, and this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm joined with Ciro Dobrik.
Yo, yo, yo. What's
going
on?
And Ethan Moore.
Hi, America. It's me, international podcast star, Ethan Moore.
And anyway, welcome to the show. It's Monday. It's always interesting to start the week with these fellas.
Yeah,
you know, like usually we open the show with discussions on things that have happened or like, you know, the most recently in the news.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they had the Oscars this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That was a bunch of good jokes being written there.
I watched some of it. Did you see it, Ciro?
No.
I caught the last 45 minutes of it last night.
Yeah, I didn't bother. I don't, you know,
I don't usually watch it. But
I'm not going to watch any award shows. I have no interest. I watched on Facebook. People were responding. You know, of course, my Republican friends were getting mad at Jimmy Kimmel for his nonstop, you know, attack of the United States president. And and of course, you know, but we have a story about there's somebody who got a tattoo for one of the movements and they misspelled it.
Oh, really?
It's like in that movie, I Got No Regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets, yeah.
You sure about that?
No regrets.
That's going to be one of the stories. At any rate, so, but it's Monday and that, and, you know, I got to see The Walking Dead the second. I don't know, so the first episode of the new season, somehow, I think I was half asleep, I watched it, and then I accidentally deleted it, and now my wife's pissed. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. You know, deleted it off your DVR.
Yeah, like, you know, I thought that like the wrong, I deleted the wrong one. That's like pressure. That's like stress when you got to figure out which one you're deleting.
Yeah, it's true. You
know, am I doing the wrong one, you know? I don't know.
I think a lot of people don't watch the Oscars anymore. I was my sponsor, my AA sponsor, is gay. He's
right,
he's a gay man, and he didn't watch.
He's a gay man.
He's a gay
flamboyant.
He's a gay male, and he didn't watch the Oscars. I was
really?
Like, if they find out, man, you're going to get in trouble.
Boy, if there was ever a litmus test,
you know, I'm like, they're going to take away your card.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. I watched a little bit of it, but I was not like super impressed with the whole thing.
Yeah,
but I think they can get away with more Trump bashing if they would just own some of their own bullshit.
I didn't see any overt Trump bashing, but I saw some like kind of subtle like, hey, you know, we're liberal
jokes.
Stuff.
Like they're unnecessary.
They saluted the U.S. military, which I was like, all right.
You got to throw that. Listen, that's how they balance things out. If you're going to make fun of the United States president of the United States, then you got to salute the military while you're doing it.
Actually, I'm sort of in favor of that, actually. That sounds about right.
Well, it's a balance. You know what I mean?
That doesn't sound so bad.
Listen, if you're going to come home late to your wife, you got to show up with flowers.
Or attack the military and endorse the president. Either one.
It's a flip-flop.
You know.
Or at least change your shirt.
So, you know, I mean, that's the way the American public sees things now. It's like, we got to be accepted. Everybody's got to be right.
You know, one thing, though, I'll tell you, after watching that, I'm definitely going to watch that movie, The Shape of Water. Because that just kept winning award after award after award. And they showed clips from it, and it looks like it's visually really appealing.
It's like a guy.
I have no idea what it's about.
It's like the creature from the Black Lagoon falls in love with a chick.
Yeah, I asked my dad, actually. I saw him earlier in the night, and I was like, what's this Shape of Water? He's like, oh, it's a creature from the Black Lagoon.
It's okay. Yeah, he's like, he looks like an alien, but like she's like a nurse. She nurses him. Dang. She puts him in a bathtub and puts all that salt water in there and everything and saves his life. And then she realizes, holy God, he's got a big fish penis.
Did you see it?
I did.
Not that good?
It was okay.
I didn't see it. I was in Reno when I was there. And Joey Medina and Jay, the two comics, went to see that movie. And I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to go out in a Uber or walk 4 or 5 blocks in Reno. So I can go watch a movie called, What is it called again? Something about water?
The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah. I'm not going to shape like an Uber to go see.
I'm going
to
catch it. If I'll probably wait till it comes on free.
Well,
HBO
of course,
or something.
That's what I thought. That's why I don't want to spend $7 on a ticket.
But I'm
my Joey, who's a movie guy, Joey Medina, he's in the movies and stuff. I think he was at the Red. I think he was at the Oscars, by the way.
Okay.
And by the way, he'll be here in August performing at Wise Guys Comedy Show, Tavolino's, and the Isla Mirada gig, which is something we'll talk about today.
Okay.
So he was there. So, but he went to see the movie, and he said it after he came back. He goes, "That movie's going to win Best Movie." He called it.
Wow. Okay.
And I'll tell you that. I'll give the credit where credit's due. I can assure you that.
Did you guys see the Churchill movie with Gary Oldman?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it. I really want to see it.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, he won Best Actor.
Perfect. He should have.
He went up. I didn't know he was British.
I called that. Go to my Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. I called it.
Yeah.
I said, I'd like to thank the Academy, you know.
He was like, "Mom, I'm." They were like, "It's the first time he's won," and he said he did a speech, and then he was like, "Mom, you're older than the Oscars. You're 99, and the Oscars are only 90. Put the tea on. I'm coming. I'm bringing Oscar home.
I'm bringing home the Oscar, Mommy."
it's kind of funny.
Yes, I'm bringing it home in this bloody forsaken Yankee country.
And what's her name? Frances McDormand from Fargo,
right.
She won again from the three billboards. Did you guys see that?
I heard it was good,
though. But I heard it was awesome.
I saw it. It was pretty good.
Seems like there's a little comedic. There's some comedic aspect
of it.
It
was funny, but it was very dark.
Yeah.
The relationship she had with the who's the guy? Love the Natural Born Killers.
Woody
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
He plays the sheriff, and she has this relationship with him where it's very like prickly, and it's kind of funny. I enjoyed it.
Prickly?
Movie.
Was he wearing molten? Never mind. Anyway,
no, Southwest.
He's supposed to find her daughter's killer, and he's not doing his job, and
he's
so she's
trying
like
to bang her.
Attacking him. No, it's
okay.
No.
Well, if anybody else saw it out there, what's up, everybody?
Does he turn out to be the killer?
Yeah.
No.
It's a good movie. I got to see all those movies, but I did get to watch The Walking Dead. This weekend, so
but your wife,
I was watching that while everybody else was watching the Oscars,
right? And your wife's out of luck.
No, she would.
She's not going to get to watch Walking either one.
But she would. Yeah, she was watching. She was watching Walking Dead.
You deleted it all.
Oh, you just deleted it, so she can't watch it again. I got it now.
By the way, shout out to Bobby Collins, real quick. March 21st in Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club. Great comedy. Comics for a Cause. Bill Burr.
Hey.
Tim Allen,
wow,
Bobby Collins, you know, right. who's who? You know, think about following any of those guys. God forbid. For special needs kids. So if you got a chance, go out to a great club. By the way, we were just talking about it this weekend. By the way, Bobby with Monique Marvez, who is our headliner at Isla Mirada this weekend. So
nice.
What's up, everybody? So. Go out to Hermosa Beach Comedy Club, which, by the way, she had mentioned it's probably the best club. If you ever want to mirror a club for success, you got to base it on
really?
That club. They know what they're doing. So I'm looking forward to go out there one day and hopefully performing. Anyway, so what were we talking about before the movies and stuff? Or no, TV shows, whatever.
Walking Dead, the Oscars,
Walking
that's
Dead.
It.
You know, I that was it. Sundays now, you know, we went out to eat, you know, and had a couple beers and then came back home and... The Oscars, you know, I didn't even realize it was on until after. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Avengers movie coming out.
Did you guys hear about the Russian video talking about how they have the super nuclear weapon?
Oh, I saw something about
Putin's
that.
Putin's been talking about some special new weapons, right?
Yeah, and he targeted in his fake animation Florida. Can you believe it? Where everything he owns, he's going to blow it up.
Yeah. It's a lot of Russian
hookers. It's like his own personal game with G.I. Joe.
Does Putin own stuff here?
The entire East Coast.
Oh, if you really?
I mean, South Beach is Russian mob owned mostly. And
Sunny
hotels.
Isles.
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago.
Sunny Isles is full.
Well.
Sunny Isles.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Trump International.
I mean, you're the conspiracy theorist.
I got you up because you're normally low, so. yeah, you mentioned it, Sunny Isles. I used to work in an office out there.
And, sure.
You know, that's 90% of the people that bought up all those new high-rises.
Joe Stone.
Yeah, it's known as being a Russian area.
I had a client that had like a really nice, she had like, it was an older building, and you could see the ocean, you know, but she was on the west side of A1A, but it still had a nice view, and now they build all these super-duper buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she might as well be in a fucking tool shed somewhere in Miramar.
It's so horrible.
Yeah.
There used to be a law, couldn't build over like 3 stories, so you can see the sun, you know, on the beach, which would be cool.
At some point, everybody sees the sun.
Not with...
Unless you're in bloody England. Right, Gary Oldman?
Well, enjoy that Oscar. They just built up Hollywood. So from Margaritaville down to the Hollandale Pier, you have no sunlight coming to the beach for like an hour. You have an hour of sunlight on the beach, and then the rest is shaded.
From Margaritaville? Is that a real place? I thought it was just in a song.
No, they built a Margaritaville on Hollywood Beach.
Oh, is that the name of is that a restaurant or something? Or?
It's a big hotel.
Really? Oh, yeah. Jimmy Buffett built a hotel called Margaritaville. Wow, that guy.
Yeah, they got a few of those.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's like 30th one.
Oh, my God.
They got a few of those around.
I'm out of the loop.
which, by the way, speaking of Jimmy Buffett and stuff, we had our, I was there at the Island Marotta Grill, the Comedy Attic. We're going to think of a new name or something, but we're out there. I got to open up the show, and Monique Marvez was the headliner. Packed house.
Okay.
You know, it's great. It's a great place to have a show because what else are people going to do in Isla Mirada? You know, how many times do you want to go listen to Jimmy Buffett music?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's great to have a comedy show. So, packed house, man, and had a great time. And April 7th, Frank Del Pizzo is the headliner, and Mike Charette out of Orlando is the feature.
Oh, nice.
So, here's the challenge, though. I got to find, hotels. It's not like, you know, a hurricane, Category 4 hit that place just a couple months ago.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, I got to find housing.
But
you know,
that was a good idea with the shared houses thing.
Well, yeah, I went on Airbnb there, a little plug, and I found a nice, for a couple of the shows coming up, like a 3-bedroom condo.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of these places want 2 nights, 3 nights, a week.
Right.
Minimum. I'm like, I just want a night.
Right.
I just want one night, man. I know, I'm kind of like a cheesy hooker. You know, like they think I'm going to run a call girl service.
Right, right.
I want an hourly.
Yeah, can I get, exactly, can I get
about
the
hour?
Yeah,
about the day. Yeah. Can I get 3 hours? After the show, I'm going to come and sleep for a little bit.
We're going to need a lot of towels also.
3 minutes, please.
Bill Schroeder asked, why does Saturday Night Live suck so much now? I haven't seen it in a while.
Every once in a while, I'll catch a scene or an episode. Every once in a while, there's an okay one. But Saturday Night Live has sucked for years. Newsflash.
They're hit and miss.
I heard the opening was funny because I was watching the beginning of it on Saturday night when, you know... he was doing the Trump, which is best in the world, with that fucking face. You can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
And but the whole thing. It's like, you know, I'm not gonna open up a book on fart jokes when I go home tonight. When I want to get, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like I've seen it, heard it.
Yeah,
you know.
That's what I meant by the Oscars being tired Trump jokes. They're not even clever anymore.
Well, what else can you say? I mean, God forbid, the guy's wig blew off.
That's what I was going to say. After that, it's over. You guys have nothing.
He was making fun of himself for that, which I kind of liked.
Yeah, that was cool. That? Was a little, you know, I think it was funny, too. Like, could you imagine, you know, what else are you going to catch him on? He's going to have premature ejaculation, you know, with a girl, with a hot. He's going to be like,
he might have kidney stones and get rid of it the Dougie way.
Here's the thing. Do you think in the 70s, when, like, before Nixon got impeached, Nixon jokes were funny? No way. Nixon jokes aren't funny, and Trump jokes are funny.
Yeah. But it is funny how you try to throw the potential for impeachment.
Oh, it's...
You make a bet? Would you make a bet on whether he's impeached in the next 10 to 12, 24 months?
I think he's reelected?
I think it's like almost definitely he'll be impeached.
Yeah? You want to bet? You want to bet some money?
I don't think he'll be removed from office. I think he'll be impeached, though.
That's a different kind of story.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Clinton was impeached, too.
So you're saying it's going to happen in year 7?
No, I think that the Dems will win the House, and then Trump will be impeached shortly after that. But there's so much pressure on the Democrats. They have to impeach him if they get into office. That's why people are voting for them.
But he's going to keep on pulling their strings
it ain't
going to
matter.
What's going to end up happening
is there's going to be a bunch of people that are bitter fucks, and the rest of the world's going to be happy in a good mood, and you're going to be sitting there going, what the fuck is wrong? Did somebody take your fucking share of the cotton candy?
Well, the Senate won't vote to remove him. That's the thing, right? You'll end up with the House. The House can impeach him.
This is all boring shit. The point is that we're talking about... You know, once the politicians play their stupid games like cheerleader squads, you know, trying to kick the hot chick out that just gets along with the cool dudes, and they didn't want her being part of that. You know, that when all that kind of connivory goes together, then whatever. You know, I think what's happening in this country is the American public now is going, and that's the thing. I think we're at the point now in this country where a lot of people are going, look, I don't give a shit anymore what you think about anything. You know, if you want to go out and do this, you want to protest, you want to go. Do what the fuck, you know, spend your time as wisely. You know, the kids from Parkland were back on there again. They're still, I feel again for these kids, but, you know, you're not going to change legislative law. You're not going to change anything about the Second Amendment. You know, if you're saying that you're not going to go to school till the Second Amendment is gone or rewritten, guess what, dumbass?
You better
go to a trade school.
I think it's funny that you have a bunch of kids together getting, they're like activists, and they're like, please, government, take away our rights.
They think they're writing a letter to Santa Claus. It's almost getting coming off like that. Like, well, listen, you know what? My parents say this is what I need to do, so I'm going to stand up for this and be the beacon.
Well, I think they have genuine feelings, and I encourage them to go ahead and pursue those. That's
absolutely
fine.
Listen, everybody's got a right to stand out there and make a fucking fool out of themselves. You know, I mean, just be productive. If you want to get something changed, then do it. Then raise money in and put, you know, it's getting on TV. You're only doing it for the fame. A lot of these kids are doing it for the fame. They're not doing it for the real message anymore.
Nope.
This is ridiculous. Well, it's like, listen, enough of this shit. People said, if I got into a car accident, I'm not going to, like, I got to deal with it. It was this horrible thing. Now deal with the tragedy. Don't fucking enough already.
They're trying to cash in Kardashians.
It is, man. It's like the cash me outside after the fucking school got shot up. I mean, I get it. But that's what happens. That's what this world's about. You can't be surprised by the antics and activities of certain people on this earth. That, you know what I mean? There's nothing that's to surprise you. When you're on a subway train and some guy walks in with a fucking beetle, like a bikini on with fucking wings, and he starts dancing is there anything going to surprise me anymore when I walk out my door? Is anything going to shock me anymore? I mean, come on.
Well, it shocks me that for a year and a half, they said that this man that's the president of the United States is obviously a white supremacist, Hitler. And he's Hitler.
Well, I think they said he didn't sufficiently denounce those people.
Doesn't even matter.
Right.
However semantically you want to put that, there's a difference between the two. Hitler with his playbook bullshit, right? And now, what do they want him to do? They want Hitler to take away the guns?
That's why it seems hilarious to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't like the government, why would you want... If you don't like who's in charge of the government, why would you want the government to have more rights?
Everybody's screaming out for things, but then when you try to put it all together, you're like, these pieces of the puzzle don't even fit when it comes to normalcy, in any sense.
Yeah.
By the way, NRA membership has increased. I just read that.
I'm sure people are buying more guns, too.
It's funny because, you know, during... the Obama administration, people bought, you know, I bought my gun, my AR-15. I bought that when Obama was president.
Even though he never did anything to...
No, I looked at it as... People ask me, the main reason I bought that gun was as an investment. I knew I had a client that had them, and he has a shop.
Right.
And I said, fuck yeah. So I got it at a nice good price. Right. And I thought it was an investment. If I could turn around and sell this gun for $2,800... You know, I make $1,000 on a gun. What do I care? At least I'm going to buy it for that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go and shoot it and go to the, you know, there's a gauntlet.
Just don't sell it around
you can
here.
Go, you go out to Tradewinds Park out where whatever is out in Markham Park, and you go out there and walk a gauntlet with it and you have fun. It's a little sport. It's a fun thing to do. You know what I mean? It's a pain in the ass to clean, though. So if you're going to shoot it, make sure you're not just going to go out there and putz around.
I was talking to John Gregory this week, my co-host on Mean and Sober, mm-hmm. and he's like, Obama's going to go down in history as the greatest Republican president that ever lived. Like, yeah. He let everyone keep their guns, he lowered taxes, and he kept the wars in the Middle East going. Like, this is like I was like, wow, that is so true.
Yeah, he's
drone strikes.
Yeah. Listen,
low taxes.
Lowered taxes.
Obama lowered taxes in his first
when
year.
When did that happen?
2009.
Oh.
It was one of the first things he did.
What happened to the rest of those seven?
They stayed the same way they were.
Yeah, we're all.
First of all, so you're aware, he agreed, and he did not poo-poo the Republican the plan that was out prior. So it went through with the tax cuts. So it wasn't something that was orchestrated by his administration. It was agreed by him.
Oh yeah, he kept the. It was part of the economic crisis. It was part of the recovery.
Regardless, you know what I mean. Listen, if I'm working at a Macy's and I just had a fire. In my Macy's, I'm not going to tell somebody to take away the fucking fire extinguishers.
Right. Well, it's not like the president gets to pass tax cuts. He has to sign them into law.
No, but these
whatever,
are things that were in play. Like, people talk about, there's actually people try to credit him for the recovery.
When in fact,
it was the Republican administration with the guys and the Wall Street guys, you know, those dudes. They're the ones.
You mean the Bush administration?
Yeah.
You mean the administration that got us into that mess in the first place?
No, not the administration. We the people. You know, greed and everything follows through. You can't live in a country and not take some sort of blame one fathom. You can't, you know, that's the most ironic thing. That's the most ironic, not ironic, that's the most idiotic thing in the world for me to do. If I'm on a team, if I play in a sport, and I'm on a soccer team, right, and I'm the goalie, and our team wins or loses, I take it as a team. Irregardless, because one way or the other, if I'm not the person scoring the goals, if not, I still take it as a team. It's ironic to me that the American public, every time, whether it's on one side or the other, you want to blame a party or this. You know, I'm big about it. You know, to credit or discredit things, you have to find true It's not, you know, things are going to happen. The things,
well, I don't accept any blame for the economic crisis. What did I do to contribute to it?
Well, you know, well, the people.
I didn't take a mortgage out.
No, because you're part of the people. That, you know, listen, I was in banks. I was working in banks when these fucking people were coming in asking for no income verifications. And 90% of the people that fell off the fucking edge with the financial crisis were the sophomoric. This was the typical pyramid scheme where the people that lost a lot of money. And I'll give you an example. I knew a client or a person that bought four different condos in the same building in Miami, and that was 100% of their real estate layout. And I would be like, I'm like, really? And now this person got the no income verification. Guess what? Guess what? Units went to the foreclosure side to dump into the nonsense of toxic waste. Was that this particular person? So when I say people, the people, you know what I mean? It's not like there was a bank saying, come on in, let's do this. People have agreed. When Hurricane Andrew blew through here and fraud was rampant with people making insurance claims and everything like that, and then at the same time, people then complain about their insurance premiums and how we got to lower this and do this and do that. This is why I'm telling you the people have, the politicians, everybody, it all happened. Whatever happened, now it's a question of whether everybody, when you focus on the fucking blame and stuff, there's people that'll do that, you know. These are the same people that spend their whole day on the back of a boat looking where they came as opposed to looking forward. I don't, you know, to me, it's not, everything's happening. Everything's happening, and it is what it is. So I don't give a fuck who's the blame or who's the credit. I got to know what to do about it, and I got to make sure it makes sense. So, yeah, I say this about the Obama administration. It was nice to have a sympathetic leader at that point to deal with the crisis that people had. Now the problem is we've all been pampered to death, and we're still trying to suck on tits when we're, instead of get on our way and move on in life.
Teats.
Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Enough already. Enough of this pampering shit. It's time to fucking wake up, get outside, add value to some sort of course of your life, and stop complaining about why you're in the position you are. If you're in a bad position, then get the fuck up. Do something. You know, what are you waiting for? Stop asking. You know, we know comics like that. Hey, I'm not making any. How come I'm not getting gigs? What can I do? You know what I mean? I mean, fuck. What? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. At least they're asking what they should do.
Well, at least they're asking. But, they, you know, sometimes you're like, what do you mean? What do you got to do? Write a fucking new joke. You know what I'm saying?
That is the answer, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, or at least, you know, this is actually true. One comic called me recently, and he goes, well, hey, you know, how do you get. I said, I can't narrow it down to one thing. Why I'm getting work. I can't narrow it down to just one thing. That's the thing. If you want success
in
life.
Why you're getting work?
Yeah.
Like, well, you're doing a lot of the right things over like a long period of time. That's why you're getting work.
And that's all about continuity.
Yeah, you put years of your life into this, and you build those connections.
This is what I'm saying about being successful and not being successful. There's a reason the majority of people aren't successful. It's because to be successful, you got to do the things that unsuccessful people will not fucking do on an in-and-out basis, on an ongoing basis. So when these people comment, oh, I don't know why I don't have things, and I don't. Why is things so bad? I'm so unlucky. You people are lucky. No, it doesn't. It just comes down to that's the way the world works. There's only so many people that are going to smell the fucking grass. You know what I mean? That are going to be like, this is great. This is beautiful.
It's an ancient Asian tradition. It's called discipline.
Discipline.
Discipline. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's zero no. He's all about the discipline.
The discipline.
I had a Korean grandmaster that when he trained me, he used to go, Otaga, you must always take a poker. You always stay pokers. What? You understand what I say? Oh, no.
Poker chips?
Oh, pokers. No, you must have pokers. Be a good boy to your mama, the daddy, be a good boy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was telling me to be focused. So, you know,
listen,
there's plenty of things, and obviously I've not reached the fucking zenith of my career in any sense, but, you know, when I narrow it down, it's all about that, and people just don't do that. There's people that the minute they run into something, a little adversity.
Safe space.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how to fucking handle it, and that's what's happening. That's why kids are, that's why everybody's still crying about it. You know, fucking think bad things happen, you know? Bad things happen. That's what life's about. Like yin and yang, good, bad. There's, you know, sure, what I mean? You know, I get nervous when I have like a week or two or three in a row and everything's just fucking dandy. You know, everything's like, oh my God, I could, what am I in heaven? You know what I mean? I start getting nervous because I'm waiting for the next shoe to fall. I'm
for the anvil.
You know what I mean? You know, I mean, that, I don't get it. Everybody's like, oh, why did this happen to me? You got to help me fix it. But during the Obama administration, that was a good thing. Listen, I took advantage of a harp.
There you go.
I took advantage of the subsidized.
You learned how to play
an instrument? Yeah, I played the harp. It was Obama tape. It was like, let me show you how to strum the harp. So, you know, listen, and that's fine. But then from there, the cycle's got to change. And it's like it, as somebody who deals with addiction, you know, that's part of the when you're getting bad, you can't say, OK, listen, you know what? I want to do heroin at least once a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to understand, you got to tolerate the fact that I'm going to do this once in a while and be my friend. You know what I mean? Right?
Look, Dougie, I'm on the same page with you on this personal responsibility stuff. Absolutely. I mean, one thing recovery has taught me is that absolutely you have to take accountability for everything that you do. It's maybe it's not your fault that you became an addict. But well, now
matter,
it's like,
right?
Here
that
you are.
Matter. That
here we
matter.
Are. Now we have
matter.
To get it together.
It wouldn't matter why the fault is, right?
Get on track. It doesn't matter.
It's all but it's all about the recognition. And the problem we have in this society is people don't own up to shit anymore.
At all.
Everybody's so nervous about looking stupid. Everybody's so worried about not being the coolest or being labeled the fucking failure that they won't own up. In soccer, we used to say, my bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was just soccer?
Well, that was what we used to say. You know, you pass the ball to the other team. My bad. You know what I mean?
If you screw up, you take the hit.
Accept it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that anymore. Hey, man, is that you? No, I don't think so. Somebody else.
It's because they're all going to get a participation
trophy.
Well,
some people do that, right?
Well, there are people that do. And then, you know what? I mean, that's the thing. That is not all anything. But, you know, but those people are becoming far more and few between.
I'm happy if no one else in comedy tries, you know? That makes me look good.
Yeah. Listen, that's my point. I'm not telling people, you know, here's the thing. I'm not giving advice. I'm not Tony Robbins' fucking thing. I don't care. Do what you want. Get up tomorrow. Listen, I don't care if you pick your nose all day tomorrow. My point is, if you're going to do that, don't sit there and explain and whine to everybody why your shit's fucking in a bad situation.
Right, just quit comedy.
What you're saying.
Quit, exactly. You know who we're talking to.
Everyone, quit comedy.
Everybody
don't
quit.
Be a Richard Simmons is what he's saying.
Yeah, something like that. Ah, oh, man. At any rate. So what do I want to talk about? Oh, by the way, Orlando. We're going to take a little break here. Not a break.
What happened now?
I'm going to be in Orlando next week. I'm going to be at the Improv on Wednesday in Orlando with
cool.
Brian Glowacki. And then I'm Big Low's friends. And then on Thursday night, I'm going to be at the Abbey, if you guys are going to be out there in Orlando. I'm competing in the Monsters Comedy Contest.
Uh-oh.
So, just go. It's going to be a great show, and whatever. Go to DougieAlmeida.com more dates. I'll be in Vegas the week after. We covered everything? Are we done with our opening? Do you think we're...
There's a lot of heat on that segment, Dougie.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
I like it.
You want to go back to some of it? You know? I mean, is there anything else, you know?
I don't think so.
Enough, you know,
I think we've covered it.
I think there are systemic structures of oppression in place in some cases. And we should work to make things as equal as possible so that everyone has an equal opportunity.
Is it systemic or biologic?
But I don't know the answer to that. But I'm not that smart. But I also think that let's bring everyone up to the same level. But then everyone, it's still on, even if we're not all there yet, it's still on everyone to try as hard as they can and take accountability for everything that they do.
Right. And own up. If you're a stupid fuck, shut up. Don't talk. Just sit there in the corner and let the grown-ups talk.
And we're on the same team.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, we're right on that.
I feel like I'm preaching this week on the show. What's happening?
I know. You want to wear a robe or something? Anyway, well, welcome. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Some jokes.
Here's a story. Women use poison cheesecake... an identity theft ploy.
Mm.
The perfect crime.
Yeah.
I mean, Agatha
Christie novel.
Now, here's somebody who's owning up. This is somebody who's like, yeah, that's the problem. You don't want to get people too excited to like get active and become smarter because then people just do stupid things. Right? People start thinking, oh, here's an idea. I'm gonna get my life insurance money from my family.
Ooh.
She got too creative.
A Brooklyn woman has been indicted on several charges, including attempted murder, burglary, and after allegedly trying to poison a lookalike with tainted cheesecake and steal her identity. This woman found somebody to look like her and befriended her enough to offer her cheesecake.
What is that? Like,
this story really takes the cake. All right, I'm sorry.
Female.
I quit.
Victoria Nasrova, a 42-year-old Russian native.
I knew it.
I knew it had to be Russian.
Tried poisoning
Putin at
a
work
woman.
Again.
Who resembled her back in 2016 by using a tranquilizer-laced cheesecake. as part of a twisted scheme to stage her suicide.
See, now, attempted murder has to be the most pussy-ass crime ever, right?
Right.
Because think about it. It's like a terrible crime that you'll go to prison for years for because it's murder.
Right.
But also, you failed
at it.
Yeah. It's attempted. It's like the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, you're real
I have all the years in prison and none of their success.
Can you imagine being in prison next to real murderers and you were attempted murderer?
Right.
Well, that's why I think Cape Fear, you know what I mean?
Exactly. These people, you don't even, you're not even beginning to play, motherfucker. She'll face up to 25 years in prison if convicted. A bizarre and twisted
murder
crime.
Murder she baked.
There you go.
The death, it could have resulted in the death of a Queens woman. Maloney's fault was that she shared a similar features with the defendant. They statement the victim and the defendant resembled one another. Both had have dark hair, the same skin complexion, and some big old titties.
This is like a Tuesday afternoon soap opera.
Hey,
did they really
what?
Have big tits?
So it's true.
trying to make this story a little.
They made doppelgangers of us.
Nasrova allegedly visited the woman at her home in Queens and offered her the cake as a gift. Eat the cake, bitch. The woman, 35 at the time, took a slice of the cake and immediately began to feel sick. Before passing out, the woman's last memory of seeing the defendant sitting beside her, smiling ear to ear. Following day, the victim friend discovered her unconscious in the bed, dressed in lingerie, with pills scattered around her body. And if the woman had attempted, as if the woman had attempted to kill, because that's what you do, you wear lingerie. And
well, if you're Russian.
Well, I've been,
How do the Russians do it? I don't know.
I've been found many times wearing lingerie with pills scattered around me. So.
Yeah, but you never were trying to kill yourself.
I relate to it. I wasn't. Yeah. I was just trying to have a good time. Is that a crime?
It was Thursday after the open mic.
Right.
Any good Russian spy novels got a lady in lingerie committing suicide.
That's right. It's like a Jean Le Carré novel.
The victim survived, but later realized that her passport and employment documents and a few other valuables were missing from the home. As well as those little French Russian dolls that you take them out
right.
One after the other.
And those little things that hold corn.
Little corn
holders.
Thingies, yeah.
Those are the, I remember that was like the biggest, as a kid, when you, because I love corn on the cob buttered, right?
Yeah.
You gotta get that shit buttered. And we used to have these like soccer picnics, and Mr. Guth, my buddy Hans's dad, would make this corn on the cob, right, from the farm. He's own parts of farms. And they bring the corn on the husk, and they would put it on the barbecue grill.
Right.
And then they'd have these big
kind of
coffee
steams in there.
Yeah, they had the big coffee cans just full of melted butter, and they would just
sit
in there, and then all of a sudden they take those, like you said, the ends of those corn things, and pluck them in the side, and you're like, oh my god, this is fucking delicious.
It's good,
that's America.
Fresh corn,
fat
baby.
And sugar.
Yeah,
delicious.
Whatever you can do.
I'm pretty sure that's what Donald Trump was talking about. Make America great again.
Yeah, let's go back to the old days of. Butter and barbecued corn.
Emma Watson, we're talking about the Oscars or whatever we're talking about.
She's an actress?
I think so. I mean, yeah, you know, be. Emma Watson shows off new Time's Up tattoo. Time's Up, that's the big thing, you know, for men, the perverts, calling out the pervs.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah, right.
Time's Up.
There's a Time's
Me
Up
too,
thing.
And Time's
they
Up.
They mentioned the Time's Up thing right. Last night.
Emma Watson shows off new Time's Up tattoo, which is misspelled.
Nice. Oh, no.
But it's supposedly only temporary anyway, she said.
Yeah, because...
I wouldn't really make that commitment.
How do you dwell? How do you dwell on that for the rest of your life?
It was spelled R-A-P-E. Mm-hmm. That was the...
yeah. Big
whoops, I thought it was spelled right.
That's how they spell it in German. After the 2018 Oscars, Beauty and the Beast, Bella Emma Watson showed off her new tattoo of the Vanity Fair after party. The black cursive tat is apparently just temporary, and it reads, Time's Up.
Tim's pup.
Is it like, does it not have an apostrophe?
Right.
She forgot the apostrophe.
Yes.
Well, you can fix that, fortunately,
yeah,
Emma.
Yeah, I got
the apostrophe.
I got a Bic pen.
Right.
You know, I got a little, you know, I can make a Bic pen, just put a little mark there, you know.
Not really a bad mess.
Critics mentioned that she studied at Brown University, which is an Ivy League school.
It is.
And graduated with a bachelor's degree in English literature.
Dougie, how dare you mansplain to Emma Watson about Time's Up?
Listen, I'm all for that. I'm tired of these people like these fucking grammar, you know, morons. You know, it's this, it's that. I'm like, I'm writing a post on a social media. You know what I mean? I almost don't even want to use vowels. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So go
just
fuck
like,
yourself.
It's like ancient Hebrew. You don't
yeah,
have any,
you know what I mean?
Vowels.
You can figure out. If I put HVNT, you know it's haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean? What else is it going to be? Have not?
Shorthand.
Something. You'll figure it out. You know, everybody go, oh, look how you spell. Where'd you go to school? I went to a school where being cool was important and stopped being a douche.
Well, I'm sick and tired of watching these faces come up. Like, what am I supposed to figure out? You're sad, you're happy, you're irritated.
You talking
Shut
about emojis?
Up. Yeah.
Hmm. To be honest, I actually am kind of a grammar Nazi. I'm really precise.
I mean.
Yeah, because who are we turning this into?
What's that?
What professor, what class are we turning these social media posts into?
Yeah, well, to the public, and you're supposed to be a wordsmith.
Right.
So. That's how I look at it. I'm like, well, I better be on point.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a writer, I guess if you're like, as a comic, you're a writer, you know
That's
what I mean?
How I think about it. Yeah, but that's not the only approach, because some people are like just straight up performer, so it doesn't matter what it says,
right.
It's just how do you perform
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't, listen, I don't write, motherfucker. I use
that.
An audio. I use digital audio recording. I don't,
right.
You know what I mean? Although I do, I have gotten in, I've gotten to the thing where, you know, my new joke with the threesomes, you know, I wrote it out. And I've been writing it out. That's why I helped figure it helps me get the blend and the timing.
That's
it's almost like it's like
yeah.
a poem. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you know, you're putting it in stanzas. Mm. Yeah, musical.
Yeah, get the rhythm.
I, too, have done my homework.
A man dies after allegedly being shot in the chest by a friend while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Oh, awesome. Hold my beer, bro.
Yeah, man, let's try this out. Where'd you buy it? I bought it at Target.
It's a life vest.
You dummy, that's a life preserver.
That's a three-piece suit. It's the wrong kind of vest.
It's a fucking...
What are you going, surfing?
It's a harness to put a
that's
bungee
cord. That's
not
Kevlar, that's North Face.
Man dies after, a man wearing a bulletproof vest died after he was shot in the chest by a friend, so-called friend.
We shouldn't laugh, but
at
come
a party.
On.
How, at a party.
How dumb are you?
What happened? Hey, I got a new party game we can play.
Where right. are they from? Isla Morada? What are you guys
Jason Griffin, a friend of the victim whose name has not been released, has been charged with manslaughter.
Oh, man. You could get charged with that, huh?
Yeah, much like, what's his name? Bruce.
Jenner.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner. police in Houston said his girlfriend, Mary Warsler, told the news channel that the 39-year-old did not think the gun was loaded and had not meant to kill his friend.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That is horrible.
Although she had not attended the party, she said she spoke to her boyfriend shortly after he fled the scene. Yeah, the guy did it and he ran.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I'm not sticking around.
I think if you do that, you have to stay.
And you look guilty. Yeah,
yeah,
what are you going
to
do?
You have to stay.
Let's try it. I got a bulletproof vest.
All right.
And I got...
You got an AR-15 and a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, no, you know, I'll just do the 9mm because I don't think it'll go the 9mm.
Okay. You are the preachy one.
I'll watch you guys do it. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. She said that... she said he told her that he had gone to sell his friend a flak jacket. The victim said he told him to shoot me after he tried it on.
Isn't a flak jacket different from a bulletproof vest?
Oh, yeah.
Right? A flak jacket is supposed to protect you against a little shrapnel coming. A bulletproof vest is like designed to stop projectiles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't those slightly different?
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of difference.
One of them you die.
One you wear... And then you put the fucking vest over that one.
Right, right. You're supposed to wear both.
Protective, yeah, you have one that covers the shrapnel from your arms.
One kind of protects your arms and stuff.
Yeah, that's the enter points.
Right.
It's so bad because he didn't know the gun was loaded, she said. Well, of course, you're lying for him.
Was it an AR-15?
She added that Mr. Griffin had tried to save his friend before fleeing the scene. That's always good. He was dead. I left.
I tried until he died, and then
I was giving him a CPR until his blood got all over my shirt.
His last words were,
like, "I gotta go."
He got evidence on me, you idiot.
Last words were, "Go."
This is at a party, huh?
The victim put on a bulletproof vest, and another man who has a gun winds up shooting him. He said, "It's unusual, but these things happen sometimes in stupid ass parts of the country."
Where did this happen?
But these things happen. Dum
dum dum. Also, by the way, along with manslaughter, Mr. Griffin's being charged with the possession of unlawful possession of body armor.
That's great. That was really effective body armor he had.
Just over 3,200 people were killed by a firearm in Texas back in 2015.
By the same guy?
Yeah. Hey, try this vest on.
It's a lot of parties. Yeah.
This can't go wrong.
Right, the same vest every time.
Yeah. Hey, this one's got a hole in it.
Hey, it worked the first 1,400 times. It just...
Don't worry, I won't shoot you where the hole is. I can change my aim. Fucking people. I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
Gun safety, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, if you're at a party and somebody says, hey, put this vest on, I'm going to try to shoot you.
Or if someone says, hey, bro, shoot me. I'm wearing a bulletproof vest.
I tell you what, why don't you just bang my wife instead?
Right.
At least ask one question.
Yeah. Has it worked before? You know, is this the first time you're testing the vest? Mm. Daycare workers are charged with giving laced gummy bears to toddlers.
Laced gummy bears.
Trump's mm-hmm. America.
Acid or pot?
In Chicago, three daycare workers have been charged with child endangerment after they allegedly admitted giving gummy bears laced with melatonin.
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 To a class of two-year-olds to get them to calm
down. You're trying to get them to sleep. Yeah. Wow.
That's the new thing.
That's pretty awesome. They're just like, yeah, it's nap time, kids.
Yeah. Edible melatonin.
If this doesn't work, I'm dropping some Valium in your fucking fruit juice.
Manager there told police one of the teachers had been distributing gummy bears laced with melatonin to her class of two-year-olds without the parents' authorization. Police said there were many gummy bears left in the bottle that contained 120. Hmm. Allegedly, this was done in an effort to calm the kids down.
Where do you get a bottle of gummy bears?
I'm pretty sure you could get like a melatonin laced at like Walgreens, right? Because they have all those like drugs that come in gummy form for like old people and stuff, right?
Yeah. Somebody doesn't want to like, you know, swallow pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So there you go. They're like, this would be perfect.
Hmm. They admit
That's how
it.
I get my Viagra, by the way.
Boy, our kids are so disciplined when they're here. I don't know about when they're home. They get all riled up.
Right.
They're always on. They can't stop. Somebody say banging your wife. Thanks. Yeah, not you, Kevin. Calm down. No one's banging my wife, not even me. All three were due to appear in court. Fortunately, no child was seriously injured in this situation. That's the thing, you know, these fucking daycares. Like, I never had any children, but, you know, I have friends and stuff that have kids, like, they don't trust them. You know, so somebody stayed home, you know. Right.
But what good is changing a white kid to a black kid or a blacker kid black? Giving him melanin, right?
Yeah, I think it's melatonin.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not the Michael Jackson thing.
No, it's color. Pigment.
It's not the suntan pigment thing.
Here's a story. Flippy the robot takes over burger duties at a California restaurant. You want that minimum wage raise for fast food workers. Well, guess what? You're being replaced with a robotic arm.
There you go.
March 5th, a fast food restaurant in California unveiled the latest addition to its kitchen staff, a burger flipping robot.
Wow.
Appropriately named Flippy. Chain eatery Cali Burger announced its location in Pasadena is the first to employ Flippy, a burger flipping robot who also likes to finger the waitresses. Officials said Flippy requires a human helper to put the patties on the grill.
For now.
Yeah, until they get a patty layer, a robot. The kitchen of the future will always have its people in it, of course.
Now, does the robot have a forehead covered with zits and no high school diploma also?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, or Harley Davidson fucking sweatband.
Right.
You know, headband. Wearing skull pants.
Skull. Or Zumbas.
Yeah.
Well, this is the future, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to it.
The company says Flippy uses artificial intelligence, uses the thermal imaging 3D and a regular camera vision to sense when to flip or remove the patty from the grill until that glass gets a little foggy from all the grease. That's what the one guy has to do that's there. He has to wipe the grease off Flippy's eyeballs.
Right. See, this is like everyone's all like Trump needs to bring those jobs back, manufacturing jobs, you know, or Obama. And it's like, no, man, this is just the direction that it's going.
Moving in that yourself, direction. Free market. Things will always happen. People will always find a way one way or the other, regardless of what the government does or doesn't do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're not bringing back coal mining.
You know what I mean? Everything's going to happen on its own. That was the thing I said when we're talking about how Trump got out of the Greenhouse Accords, whatever the fuck it was, because we were supposed to pay $500 billion a year to other countries to be a part of this. And like, fuck it, we're not going to do that. It's going to happen on its own. Clean energy is already, you know, the whole business is going nuts. It doesn't need a fucking assistance. It's going to naturally happen. I'm going to, yeah, okay, Yeah, why don't I pay about $3 million a year for fucking volcano insurance, too, while I'm in Florida?
Well, if you're smart, you'll get into green energy and out of burger flipping.
Yeah. Listen, if you're flipping burgers right now, I'm going to send you a photo of Flippy. You know, and then you tell me. It's like it's like people that work in the toll, you know, the toll, like collect after. Tolls.
I have a friend who does that.
Yeah, they collect tolls. You're
he
like,
just
dude.
Got that job back, actually. He started doing it again after quitting a couple of years ago.
I don't. I see a big future in being a toll taker.
He likes it because he doesn't have to do anything all day.
Right. Just sit there and what?
But how long is that going to last?
Well, you know, you got to be able to count. Count de Monet. Hey, by the way, this is scary shit because I'm going to be flying again soon. But did you watch? There was so much wind in the Northeast. Pilot says everyone threw up. Everyone on a plane. Every fucking person on this plane threw up.
Whoa.
Trying to land in high winds. Yeah.
That's
a crazy. Pilot of a United flight that took off and landed amid rough winds on the East Coast reportedly said pretty much everybody threw up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I wonder if, like, if it's like the first 30% of the plane throws up,
and then
everybody just the vapors.
Yeah,
just it just goes to 100% real quick.
Yeah, I think once you get to the 20% range,
right.
On a plane,
something about
there's
that
no
because
I'm like I got a strong stomach, I can handle it. But then maybe not after like the person on either side of me started spewing
exactly.
just projectile vomit.
Oh man, I don't. It must have been like the wave.
Like
in a stadium, like the wave. The
right. Yeah.
But dude, I mean, this thing was bouncing. I mean, it actually started in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it was supposed to go to Washington Dulles. Trip had become very bumpy on the descent. The pilots reported shared the National Weather Service. And that's always bad when you're on a plane. It says, okay, this is going to be an extremely bumpy landing, so people hold on and, you know, don't throw up.
The stewardesses are distributing clothespins to everyone's nose. Like, here you go.
Get
your complimentary United
clothespin. Right,
the airplane landed safely and taxied to its gate. The United said that in a statement provided by the Washington Post, no customers required medical attention, but they all needed showers.
Yeah.
So.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. Fuck.
So this one, you're glad you put your clothes in the cargo hold instead of the overhead.
Yeah. I mean. Dude, I've gotten better. I used to be really, I was a lot worse with turbulence. Like, I'd get, I'd start, like, praying, you know. I'm at the point now where I start picturing, like, I'm on a bus. I just visualize I'm on a bumpy bus. So I'm not flying 35,000 feet in the air and it can open up and I can go flying out.
I've flown so many miles for so many years that I don't even notice it anymore. It's no, like, effect on me at all.
Well, that's a long flight. I'm like dreading like my, you know, we're talking about going on a long flight. We're going to, you know, do some stuff. Being on a plane for 20 hours, man.
I've done it, man. It's no picnic, but you just, it's 1 minute at a time.
You know? That's the thing.
I used to measure it in movies. I'm like, all right, well, I'll watch a movie,
right.
Then I'll read for a couple hours, then I'll be like, all right, I'll get through three movies,
yeah.
And then you.
And you know what's
like,
nice
right.
now? Now some of these, you can play games. You know, I'll play backgammon. I'll play a little black poker or whatever. You know, that takes, you know, like you said, movies are great. 2.5 hours goes by, boom.
I always think I'm going to get more work done than I do. That's one thing. That.
Yeah, I don't like doing anything productive on a plane. I'm amazed when people sit there and start emailing and they start doing all this shit. I'm like, ugh, I just don't.
I used to go to the bathroom to sniff more heroin. So
speaking of being productive, look at this guy. Father and daughter caught having sex in their own backyard.
Is that productive?
Well, for one of them. Father and daughter were arrested Tuesday in Florida after allegedly being caught having sex in their backyard.
Wow.
Is this a Florida man?
Yep.
This is our weekly Florida man.
Florida man story. Justin Bunn, 39, and his 19-year-old daughter, Taylor Bunn, were taken into custody after a witness told Panama City police they spotted them having sexual intercourse in the backyard.
Oh, it's Panama City.
If you're going to do incest, pull the shades close. Be ashamed.
Panama.
You should be ashamed of that.
In Panama. That's a Bible Belt. There's no shame.
Yeah.
Should have more shame.
Both father and daughter confessed to having consensual sex, but claimed it was an isolated incident. This only happened once.
Wow. No. You don't have sex the first time outside.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the 100th time. It's like, hey, let's try it. Oh, let's try it upside down.
So she was telling half-truths. She was like, this has never happened before outside the house.
Right. That's a bad sign when your sexual relationship, even your incestuous sexual relationship,
getting
you need
boring.
To spice it up.
Yeah, it needs a little more, you know. Hey, let's get one of your friends over.
I'll pretend you're my dad. Oh, wait.
No. Wait a minute. Hey, you know what? Let's role play. You'll be my boyfriend.
Right.
Let's do it weird. Let's get really weird. Let's act like we're on a prom. We're at a prom date
together. Pretend like we're normal. Ooh, kinky.
Both father and daughter confessed to having consensual sex. The Buns appeared in court and incest charges on Wednesday. The judge ordered them to stay away from each other. Like, that's going to help.
Stay away from each other.
That's good advice, Judge.
What if she needs help with her homework?
No one else will fuck me.
Go to your room, Dad. I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, let's separate the family.
Do we really need the government getting involved here, though? You know, I say just let those people burn in hell. I don't know.
I think so. You know what I mean? I mean, you're right. I mean, that's the thing. I like when things naturally play themselves out, you know?
I mean, she's 19, right? She's of age.
Right?
She,
I mean, you know, she's
AR-15.
At least
the sad part here is that probably she's been doing it to her since she was 14. So,
right, that's what I'm saying.
He should be arrested for that, actually.
Yeah,
for the outside part.
Yeah, I mean, are we sure he didn't just start? I mean,
hard to imagine that it just...
Listen, I may be incestuous, but I'm not a lawbreaker.
Right.
Dude, they're just homeschooling.
I would never touch her until she showed me her ID.
Right. Until she can go in the army. Cheese festival organizers apologize for running out of cheese. I went to that happened one time at a pizza thing, like a pizza festival, something like that. They ran out of pizza.
Come
on. I'm like, dude,
yeah,
what the fuck are you crazy?
Yeah.
March 5th, organizers of the Big Cheese Festival in England apologized to attendees after running out of key ingredients of the celebration, which is cheese.
You know, I have been to a lot of comedy shows where the comedians ran out of jokes.
Yeah.
So... It's actually kind of common.
Yeah, you know, comics need to know that. I've been in a few shows recently where somebody had a good joke and it lasted, and they try to work on it a little, they keep going. I'm like, what are you? And then they're just like, what would you think? Had a fun time at the improv. Was that last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Where'd you think you were gonna go with that?
Yeah.
I was doing the sound in the improv there.
Yeah, and he gave me the light early, man.
See, he thought I gave him the light early. They told me he was only supposed to be on 6 minutes.
I was told I was supposed to do 10 to 12 minutes.
Communication.
Actually, 15 even originally.
I even showed you the text. I was like, they sent and had your name in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, here's what I thought. I'm like, oh, I'm giving Dougie an extra like 3 minutes. I let you at 9 or something,
right,
or 8
right.
or 9. I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're on the show today. I'll do Dougie a favor. I'll give him an
Thanks,
extra
man.
Couple minutes. And then you're like, what the fuck? You lit me early. I'm like, I did?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much time I actually do.
I don't know. I think you did like 10 or 12. It wasn't like a crazy amount or anything.
Yeah. I mean, Priester went on.
Priester did more than that.
Yeah. He did like 15, 20 minutes.
He stayed up there for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, but good, though.
He did good, though. Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
You know, we had a good time. And
Chris Priester's
fun
funny.
Time. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So back to the cheese story. Mm-hmm. The organizers were inundated with complaints on social media after the Saturday event unexpectedly ran out of cheese, despite a promising plethora of the finest international cheesemakers and mongers. Showcasing
cheese
their amazing
monger.
Cheese.
I've always thought of myself more of a cheesemonger than a cheesemaker.
I love
maker.
Cheese, man.
Yeah.
My wife has like a big thing of like a mozzarella in there because when she makes, you know, Parmesan and stuff, it takes all the efforts in me not to go open that thing up and just start peeling away
right.
pieces of mozzarella. You know what I mean? Like when I used to work
like
in an Italian
apple.
Restaurant, I used to work in a pizzeria and I used to deliver, you'd walk by the bin, you know, where they have a big shredded bin of the mozzarella thrown up. I'd walk by there and, you know...
Scoop it out.
Fuck yeah. Delicious.
That's why they replaced Dougie with the automated pizza flipper.
Automated the Uber driver.
It eats less mozzarella. You know, we're saving money already.
Eat it like an apple.
Organizers said on Facebook on Sunday that the weather prevented some cheese vendors, as well as some of the performers, from attending. After
performers?
Reading, they were all on that United flight, and they all threw up all over the cheese.
The string cheese incident.
Yeah.
Let's see. Richard Cheese.
Special group from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's right.
Organizers did say they take measures, including offering 50% off admission for next year's cheese. Just come back. So, I'd be pissed if I was at a cheese festival and they ran out of cheese. You know, it's like they probably like all these booths, and then like only half of them are filled, and then everybody's like, oh, you want more Munster?
Right.
Know? Oh, you want more of my Swiss? That's all I got. I don't have more Swiss left.
What do you got?
I actually like Munster.
Yeah. What do you like on a? I love provolone. on a sandwich. I love Swiss on tuna.
Swiss and provolone would be my number one, number two,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Baby
Jack.
Swiss is good. Baby Swiss sometimes with some from turkey and ham.
I had some Limburger recently, which was pretty good.
Really?
A lot of people, Limburger has a scary reputation, like it's the one in the cartoon where there's like the evil green hand of smoke coming at you.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty good.
It's got a bad rap.
Yeah. Happy Cow doesn't suck.
No, that's good stuff.
That's
those little cute
processed cheese, yeah.
Yeah, they got those ones, and they have the Bubba now, which is like, it looks like, it almost tastes a little bit like mozzarella. It has that soft mozzarella feeling.
Mozzarella.
All right, here's, what do I see? What's going to be the last story of the day? Let me check here. All right. We might have time for two, but no, let's see. All right, I can either give you Florida drug dealer calls 911 to report missing cocaine.
Or a popular choice.
Or a Florida man paralyzed after chasing monkey that stole his hat.
Monkey with a hat.
Yeah, we got anything with a monkey. You got to just do it.
You know, I mean, you know, it reminds you ever chase something? You get fucked, like fall and trip on something? I remember chasing somebody down. I ended up fucking tripping, you know, and just shit and getting sticker bushed and, you know, scraped my hand up. And got.
Was it a monkey? Or?
No, it wasn't a monkey. I don't want to be racist, but.
Oh,
African American.
Wow, Dougie. Not kosher.
Way to set him up, Ethan. Way to set him up.
A Florida man paralyzed after chasing a monkey that stole his hat in Destin, Florida. Florida man now living in Bali is fighting for his
life. Bali, Indonesia?
Yeah, after he fell from a roof while chasing a monkey that had stolen his favorite Pittsburgh Steelers cap.
Okay, so I've been to Bali. And those forests up there are covered in monkeys.
Right.
And they will steal anything shiny, anything they can take.
Hell yeah. It's like in Thailand. There's monkeys walk all over the place.
They come up to you, they grab your shirt, they grab whatever they can just...
Yeah, man.
They can take.
They steal your chick.
It's kind of cute, but then it's not that cute, right? It takes your girlfriend's earring, you know? Just
Jeff Swede's Swedenhelm fell 33 feet, which is about 10 meters.
Ooh.
Villagers took him to a local hospital where he was diagnosed with severe damage to his spinal cord.
No shit.
Think so.
And his fucking Pittsburgh Steeler hat's being worn by a monkey.
Never played a day of football. Paralyzed.
He actually lives in Destin, Florida. Said the family's trying to get her father to a country with spinal specialists.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you do not want to get sick in Indonesia.
Right.
No, they usually evacuate you to Singapore or Thailand.
Yeah.
Thailand has decent hospitals, so does Singapore.
Yeah, but Indonesia.
Indonesia is one of the most corrupt countries. It's a great country. I love it. But
we're going to drill a hole in your head.
Right.
It's my back, man.
No, all the rich people in Indonesia go to Singapore for treatment.
It's
and they should.
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? That's all we have time for here today. The Wake Up Later Dougie Show.
Nuxu-cow.
I want to thank Ciro Dober for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Thanks, Dougie.
And it's going to be fun tomorrow in the studio. Elgin David and Peter Leonard will be here.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Facebook Live for all you guys. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to our site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, and be a patron. We like donations.
Nice, yes.
You guys got gas money, right?
We did, yeah, gas money last time.
We got some donations.
Thanks
to Lindsay Glazer, who's one of our biggest patrons, who donated for the cause. If you want, just go to our website, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean, be a patron, donate $2 a month, $5, anything goes to gas money. These guys are coming out to the studios. I got a bunch of shit coming up next month and stuff. Like I said, go to DougieAlmeida.com and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Ciro?
Hey, check me out at Ciro Comic and then Comedy Detour at the 19th Hole every Monday night at 10 o'clock.
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Ethan Is Not Funny. Also, check out my political podcast with John Gregory, meanandsober.com or meanandsober on iTunes.
There you go. And like I said, don't forget next week, Wednesday, Orlando Improv. I'll be there at 8 o'clock and at the Abbey in Orlando on Thursday, competing in the comedy, Monsters of Comedy Contest. If you're in Orlando watching on the TV, I'm going to be on the morning radio and all that shit. So go to DougieAlmeida.com for all that. Good night, everybody. Good night. And be sure not to have sex with your 19-year-old daughter.
Ouch.
Especially out back.
And watch for those monkeys that'll steal you.
Yeah. And put your Pittsburgh Steeler hat in your pocket. We'll be here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light.
The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination. Through the door to the world. Journey on.